Bill, so a parking garage is one of the projects that's moving forward. Why is a parking garage exciting?
This one's big news because it's the parking garage for the Laura Street Trio and Barnett redevelopment, which have been pretty hotly anticipated. Parking's been a real hurdle for getting that off the ground, and this clears the hurdle.
Yeah, we keep hearing this over and over. We can't bring people downtown to do things if there's nowhere for them to park.
That's right. The corner of Laura and Forsyth will be a retail building. The garage will cover the rest of that whole block.
Also on Laura Street, we have Hotel Indigo, right?
Yeah, Hotel Indigo is a pretty interesting one. It kind of came out of nowhere. It hadn't been on many people's radar. They're redeveloping 100 West Bay Street, which is an office building, into, well, a boutique hotel.
Yeah. Moving out of downtown a little bit, let's go to Brooklyn and what's moving ahead there.
Brooklyn Place is a redevelopment coming to Riverside Avenue. That's going to replace what's not so affectionately known as the Jug Handle, which is an odd loop of road. Downtown advocates have been pushing for that for a long time.
And the developers say they've already almost leased everything out there, a mix of shops and restaurants, I believe.
That's right, yeah.
And that's right across from the current Times Union building, which is also looking for a buyer.
Yeah, it's looking for a buyer, and the goal would be total redevelopment of that whole site.
Okay, so lots more development potentially coming soon to the Brooklyn area.
That's right.
So let's finish this off with a look at a couple of dog projects.
There was two different dog projects were approved. One is a Dogtopia franchise on Hendricks Avenue in the South Bank, which is a combination dog daycare and boarding facility. And the other one's over in Brooklyn. That's called Canine Social. And the only way to describe that one is dog bar.
Dog plus beer equals Canine Social.
That's right. That one includes normal dog facilities, boarding, grooming, and all of that. It also has a dog park attached to it that they would own and manage. But the big draw is the bar, where you can get a glass of beer or wine, hanging out with Fido.
All of these projects are conceptually approved?
That's right. If they stick to the plan that's been approved, they'll be able to move forward without any more hurdles.
Lots to look forward to this year around downtown. That's Bill Delaney with Modern Cities at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.